This is St. Louis Public Radio. There are renewed efforts to lease St. Louis Lambert International Airport after the mayor shut down a lengthy exploration of the idea late last year. And this time around, the promise is that privatization will help the city's north side. The local NAACP is spearheading a petition to put the question before voters. This week, a bill to do the same was filed at the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Roth reports that opponents say both efforts give false hope.
About 50 people gather at Fountain Park in North St. Louis on a warm afternoon for a pep talk from Adolphus Pruitt, head of the local chapter of the NAACP. They're about to go door-to-door knocking for signatures to get a petition on the November ballot. It would let St. Louis voters decide whether the city should lease the airport.
We're at a point in this town where we have to do things ourselves to make it happen. And that's what you're helping me do today, because they ain't gonna give us nothing.
Pruitt says leasing the airport could bring in nearly $2 billion to support the kinds of services that would improve distressed neighborhoods in North St. Louis. He's been working with the Carpenters Union to revive airport privatization efforts since St. Louis Mayor Leda Cruson ended the controversial city-backed process in December. Pruitt says airport investors are still interested, and he says it's the only way to meaningfully address decades of underdevelopment in the city's predominantly black neighborhoods.
The underlying conditions in North St. Louis and the people who live there and in the city, period, are so pronounced and so astronomical as it relates to cost to remediate that unless you were able to go in there and attack it viciously, with a lot of resources, you're not going to resolve it.
Pruitt has framed this effort as the city's best shot at coming up with those resources. And this week, President of the Board of Aldermen, Lewis Reed, filed a bill mirroring Pruitt's petition. Reed anticipates his bill will look much different after other aldermen and the public weigh in. He says the city needs the money now more than ever because of the economic impact of the coronavirus.
We have to make some bold decisions to get us to the next level, to address these issues head on. And if a lease gets us there, amen to that.
But St. Louis Comptroller Darlene Green, a vocal opponent of airport privatization, says Reed's bill is about supporting special interests, not the public. And she says Pruitt's petition is snake oil, giving residents false hope. Green says the key issue is that the same billionaire is still funding these efforts. Rex Singfield has so far funneled more than $300,000 into the petition drive. He sunk more than $11 million into the last effort.
This is not about helping black people. This is about allowing special interests who support Rex to gain from the assets of the airport, a place where they can't take money, strip it down.
Green says it's her job to protect taxpayers' dollars and the city's assets, the airport being the most valuable one. She fears leasing the airport would be a step toward bankrupting St. Louis. Sarah Coffin, an urban planning professor at St. Louis University, says the deal is tempting, especially for people who've been waiting on help for decades. But she's skeptical that a go-big or go-home investment is the answer.
The North Side's been struggling to gain foothold since the white flight started back in the 50s. And even pre-desegregation, the disinvestment, you know, was more insidious in some ways. I question whether one big giant pot of money is going to solve the problem.
Coffin says incremental development has more staying power, and it gives residents more say in the way their neighborhoods change. Alderman Jeffrey Boyd, whose 22nd ward is on the north side, says he still has a lot of questions about whether it would be good for his constituents.
What scares me is when you think about the city of Chicago, when they outsource parking, city of Chicago got $1 billion or whatever it was, and they were able to do whatever they did with it. But at the end of the day, parking fees went up astronomically.
Boyd says, sure, it looks good on paper to bring in millions of dollars to rebuild North St. Louis. But he wonders what the city and residents will give up in return. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.